Pistachio Cafe, when did this business all come about? How did it get started? And what's the deal with you guys there? It's a pretty cool place from what I'm told.
Well, the entire beginning was my dad and his girlfriend were traveling around and found the town of Gananoque and just fell in love with it. So they decided to settle down in town. They bought a condo here, and they bought themselves a really old building right there on King Street, and it had its wear and tear on it. So we had to go in there and start gutting and getting some old pieces out, and it took us about a year, and we weren't 100% sure what we were going to do with it. I mean, there was so much that happened that we had to deal with just as getting the building ready to begin with, and when we all decided that we wanted to do a cafe, it was we didn't just want to be another coffee place in Gan. We wanted to be the coffee place in Gan. So we decided to bring in some gelato to make things a little bit sweeter for everybody, and we didn't want to just serve any cup of coffee, so we went to Kingston North Roast, and we got the Peruvian Dark Roast from them, and it is a great cup of coffee. I mean, it's had a shaky start, but, I mean, things are, you know, just picking up. More and more people are enjoying us, and I'm so happy to see that, and I'm so happy that I can provide a nice cup of coffee for everybody, and it's amazing to see how many people just are in love with the place.
So with everything you guys do there, you know, it basically is like a family-run operation there, and how has it been going so far? Actually, when did it first open the doors?
So that's an actually loaded question, because we had almost two openings. First opening was about 3 years ago. We opened up, and I believe it was late May. All we were a little takeout window on the side of the building. We didn't quite have the bottom floor quite yet ready, so we needed to have a little workaround. We weren't allowed to park a trailer at the back of the patio to serve gelato out of, as we couldn't find a permit for that. But we found a little loophole that you know, we can still make an operation out of the side of the building. We had this little 5-foot gap in between the true exterior wall of the building and the interior wall of the building, just a shell built over it. Mm-hmm. And so we put a little mini cafe in the side of the building there, and we started serving that. We did that for about the first year. And then when we finally had the floor there already, we opened up the main doors to the actual cafe that we all know and love today. Right there in, I think it was about May of the next year. So it's been about 2 years with a full operation, 3 years with a soft operation.
Well, that's always good. And, what are your hours of operation during the day? I know there's a few businesses here that are kind of, you know, when the summer's up, they're 7 days a week. Some people say they're 8 days a week, 25 hours a day. But, I know you guys obviously have some slow times busy time. So what is your hours of operation?
Well, going through fall and winter, we're going to be doing 6 days a week, 8 to 5 every day, except for Tuesdays.
Plan. And last thing, how much fun are you having doing this?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a cakewalk. There's some good days, there's some bad days, but overall, I think I am having a fair bit of fun with this. It's nice to try a new baked good every single day. I do new scones almost every single day, and more things are just coming through that door that just make the business grow a little bit more.